And it's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap. But I want to do a little bit of a special on the other Champions League semi-final because Liverpool played in a decent match, but the one the day after was certainly full of more drama, certainly right to the end, and set up an incredible final. So to join us to help with that, who else but Spanish-based journalist, Madrid-based journalist indeed, Sid Lowe from The Guardian. Sid, thanks so much for coming on.
Pleasure.
So Wednesday night then, I want to talk a little bit about the build-up first of all, because, you know, at Liverpool, we like our coach meets and things like that, and the flares are out and there's some spectacular scenes, but we by no means invented it. They're pretty good at it in Spain, and the images coming through to even our tellies of Madrid before the games and the hours before people meeting, and there's wide open spaces outside the Bernabeu, which helps, I think, in these situations. But it was you know, spectacular before the game had even started.
Yeah, it was, and probably the best of those kind of coach arrival moments that we've seen at Real Madrid for quite a while, and they do them very well. I suppose the one thing that takes away from it, I mean, this is maybe just an aesthetic question, but because it was still daylight, it probably lacked some of the drama. For example, I remember the one that really stands out to me is against PSG, was it 3 years ago, I think, just before the pandemic, which was extraordinary. But thousands of fans out in the streets. It's a little more difficult than it used to be because there's building work going on around the Bernabeu. But the noise and the sense of building towards something was really extraordinary. And obviously, look, that's a product of the way their Champions League run has been. It's been a product of the fact that they've played all three knockout second legs at home, that each time they've had this extraordinary, almost implausible comeback. Now, of course, they didn't yet know that they were going to get a third, but that was very definitely part of the build-up to it. And the way that they'd gone to Manchester and been completely overrun by Man City and lost 4-3, and thought, that's a victory. We're very definitely within reach. This is the kind of thing we can do. And Real Madrid, I think, all the way through this competition, have very consciously made the fans part of it. Now, even after the PSG game, when they were so bad that it was, I think, really quite easy for that to have fallen into a process of depression. And instead, there was this sense of, right, we'll get everyone together and we can do this. And a lot of mythology has been made around Real Madrid and the Bernabeu comebacks. And obviously, some of it's not entirely true. There's been plenty of times when they haven't succeeded. But if you build a myth, it matters, even if it is a myth. You know, you can create a legend around it. And Madrid, immediately after that game against Paris Saint-Germain, they were talking about fans on our side, make the Bernabeu noisy, make it part of the comeback, make that whole idea of the spirit of Juanito, they call it, after a player who famously warned into the 90 minutes of the Bernabeu was a long time after they'd lost the first leg. He said, don't worry, you've got to come back to us, and it's a long time of the Bernabeu. And it really was big this time. And yet this time, they didn't think they were going to do it.